Now to our story on the political correctness controversy at this year's Brisbane Writers' Festival. Festival organisers have tried to distance themselves from comments made by an internationally acclaimed author in the opening address. Lionel Shriver caused some members of her audience, including other authors, to walk out when she said that fiction is being constrained by cultural sensitivity. Catherine Gregory reports from Brisbane.
Brisbane Writers' Festival has achieved what it set out to do. It's generated debate and headlines. So much so, festival organisers have had to release a public statement distancing themselves from the American author who made the controversial comments about political correctness going too far. Festival director Julie Beveridge says Lionel Shriver did not speak to the brief she was given for the opening address.
I briefed Lionel's publicist about the opening address. I talked about the theme of the festival being connection and belonging, and that I wanted to hear Lionel's point of view on that discussion. And Lionel was on the radio on ABC a couple of hours before the opening address and spoke extremely sympathetically, much in line to the brief. It was about how we need to be careful that we are not too sensitive around particular issues to stop the creation of art. And then it was just a right-hand turn from there.
Lionel Shriver is best known for her book We Need to Talk About Kevin, which looks at the family of a teen mass murderer. A handful of people stormed out of her opening address at the festival because of comments about cultural appropriation. Here is an excerpt of her points made more subtly on ABC local radio last week.
We are becoming too super sensitive and also too possessive of our own experience, so that we're unlikely to give permission for writers to write about people from particular groups. And the more we place restrictions on people and say, well, you know, have no right to talk about that, you don't know, that's not your experience, the more we basically make fiction itself illegal.
During her address, Ms. Shriver criticised recent backlash against American college students for wearing sombreros to a party and challenged the critics of a British author who wrote about the experience of a young Nigerian woman. But Ms. Beveridge says part of the problem was how Ms. Shriver delivered her points.
What Lionel proposed to talk about was a really interesting, extremely challenging question about which writers or whether writers have the ability to slide seamlessly between cultures and identities to be able to make art, which I think superficially the answer on the top is yes. But I think then the way that that question was approached by Lionel was from a very individual and many would say an extremely privileged point of view.
Ms. Beveridge says she's concerned with how Ms. Shriver's comments affected the many writers from different cultural and minority groups at the festival. One of those was Australian Muslim writer Yasmin Abdelmajid, who walked out of Ms. Shriver's address.
What I heard was, rather than sort of having a discussion about how do I write a good character well, or acknowledging that one person's version of an experience is not always going to be representative and so on, it became about a dismissal of somebody's experience or somebody even asking for others to take permission. How I ended up seeing it was almost like an imperialist notion when it came to other people's experiences, which was, you know, essentially, I don't really care if this is something that's valuable to you. I'm going to take it and use it anyway because it's my right as a fiction writer.
Audience member Leslie says it was entertaining and struck a chord with her.
We all were feeling the same, that sometimes things go too far, that the business of being, you know, culturally aware in everything we do is just sometimes a step too far, particularly with our own authors.
Richard was also in the audience but says he found her presentation intellectually dishonest.
I found it illogical, internally inconsistent in parts. She mentioned at one stage that she'd been criticised by an Armenian about one of the characters in her books, but then later on went on to say that much of her criticism really came from intellectual white people. I enjoyed the provocation, but I was disappointed in the presentation.
Members of the festival audience, ending that report from Catherine Gregory in Brisbane.